Ken Fernhouse, welcoming you to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. I'm a trained medical scientist, trained cardiologist, trained internist. I've been in medicine over 30 years. I want to help you get to the next step. I want to help you navigate this medical maze that gets so complicated and so frustrating. I've been taking care of patients over 30 years. I hear the frustration every day when I take care of my patients, and I try to help make it a little easier. I like to share my experience. There's almost nothing in medicine I haven't seen at least one time. I'd like to share my experience with you to help you with whatever symptom or problem you have with your health. If you have a question that you didn't get answered as you were rushed out of the doctor's office this week, or if you're looking for other options that you don't like the possibilities that were suggested for treatment, maybe I can suggest another. I'm a very traditionally trained physician, but I like to take the best of all worlds, traditional medicine and evidence-based alternative medicine, to come to the best solution possible. I call myself a blended doctor. And I'd like to help you if it's a problem with your friends, your family, your kids, your parents. Everybody has a health issue that they're wondering about. I won't embarrass you. There's no bill. There's no paperwork. It's just wonderful old-fashioned medicine with high technology. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. Let me give you out the number. Get out that pen and paper. It's toll-free from anywhere in America, all 50 states. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. That's D-R-K-E-N. 1-888-553-7536. We'll get you on the air quickly. Try to get to your question as soon as you can, because we just always leave a lot of people hanging on. And don't wait till the end of the hour. I promise you, you won't get on. We just always leave this show with too many people waiting to get on, and it breaks my heart sometimes when we have to do that. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. Some good news first. You know, I like to bring you up to date on all the medical breaking news in the medical journals in the last week, and we got some good news out of the medical journal Science Translational Medicine that half of all cancers could actually be prevented if people just adopted some healthier behaviors. This includes nothing more than, you hear this from the doctor all the time, exercising, eating right, and not smoking. Smoking, amazingly, is blamed for a third of all American cancer cases, and being overweight leads to another 20%. So between those two, you've got more than half of all the cancers. Other cancers, they can be prevented either with vaccines to prevent the human papillomavirus and hepatitis. These viruses can cause cervical and liver cancers, or also by protecting against sun exposure. Us here in Florida, we really have to be thinking about that. Sun exposure in excess can cause skin cancer, but you do want to get a little bit of exposure. 5 to 10 minutes a day is okay, because you want to make sure that vitamin D level doesn't get too low. And also, you want to make sure you get your screens, the mammograms, the colon screening. That, too, is so important in preventing cancer. Let's go out to North Carolina, a state I love. I'm very grateful for teaching me so much medicine. The years I spent at Duke University as a medical intern and medical resident have been permanently etched in my brain and have affected me every day I practice medicine. Nicholas, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Thank you, Dr. Ken. Thank you for taking my call.
It's a pleasure.
My issue is, my father about 7 years ago was told that he had morphia, and it started on his legs, and it seems like it is spreading, and the only thing that they've done for him is he's taking, I'm not even sure what it's called, but he's taking a pill, and then they have him sit in a room with ultraviolet rays because his skin is actually turning black.
Nicholas, thanks so much for calling. Let me just explain what you're talking about, because I have a feeling most have no idea what this is. Morphia, M-O-R-P-H-E-A, it doesn't usually sound like how it's spelled, But morphea, it's a skin condition. It can cause reddish or purplish patches on your skin. It's what we call a localized form of scleroderma. And this is a condition that can cause a lot of different problems, from skin discoloration to difficulty with normal functioning of your joints and muscles and other connective tissues. Does he have all of these other issues associated or with scleroderma, or does he just have localized skin issues?
No, he has it all. Actually, he's in a lot of pain. He's gone through pain management for the last few years, and they've actually even got him on Oxycontins now because his legs are just not going anywhere.
All right, so he has a severe case of this.
Yes.
My heart goes out for him. Has he been on Dovanex?
Yes.
This is a synthetic form of vitamin D. It usually helps. Unfortunately, there's no known cure for this, but there are a number of treatments that can help. Light therapy, as you mentioned, with ultraviolet light is a very common treatment. It can improve the skin's appearance. Has he been on corticosteroids?
Yes, he has.
And then some of the anti-malarial of all things drugs are used, like Plaquenil, or chloroquine. Has he been on any of that?
I do not know.
Because this then becomes the drugs of more of the specialists. Like, has he been to a rheumatologist or to a dermatologist?
Yes, he sees one actually twice a week in Rochester, New York.
Ah, that's where I was an undergraduate. At the University of Rochester Medical Center?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's an outstanding medical school, and I was an undergraduate there. It's just a wonderful place, and they know their medicine. And so he, I would imagine, is if he's being seen at the University Medical Center in Rochester, I would imagine he's getting state-of-the-art treatment, and they're doing everything they can for him. And it sounds to me like he just has a severe case. Have you personally talked to his physician who is specifically taking care of this to make sure that your father is you know, I'm sure he's trying as hard as he can, but sometimes it takes a family member to be the catalyst to just help make sure that the treatment is optimal.
Right. Actually, I live in North Carolina, so I go up there about every 3 months, and I'm going up there next week, and he's supposed to, we are going to Rochester because he's not answering a lot of the questions that
exactly.
I have, and I don't think he's asking them either.
Exactly. Nicholas, you're doing the right thing. What I would suggest for you is to just go up there with him, and I bet you're going to learn a lot that you absolutely had no idea. Next, let's go to On the Road in Pennsylvania with Christine. Christine, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. I went to medical school in Philadelphia. I know Pennsylvania a bit. Where is On the Road, Pennsylvania?
On the road means I might actually be in New Jersey. I'm driving.
So oh, you're on your cell phone on the road.
I'm from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
All right. Well, bless your heart. Be careful, okay?
Thank you. Hello?
Yes, hi.
Oh, I'm calling because I was wondering if a root canal could be connected to an upper respiratory condition in the upper part of my mouth. I just have suffered with this for years, and I know the tooth was going bad. They finally did a root canal, but I have lost my sense of taste and smell. And when I go to the dentist, the root canal guy to have it checked, everything seems fine. When I go to the ENT or even my family doctor, everything seems fine. I don't have nodes. I've had a CAT scan of the sinuses. There's no swelling. They seem clear. But when he examines me with the light, you know, and they stick it up your nose, it's still swollen, and I have lost my sense of taste and smell. And so I every time I ask, I said, could this be related? Every once in a while, there seems to be sensitivity or an ache up there. I just don't know. I know in the X-ray, my sinuses seem to be very low in the roots of the teeth. the picture to me anyway looks like that.
So you had a CT scan of your sinuses?
Yes, and everything was fine, supposedly. I've had these upper respiratory things, they last like 4 months, and it's been, if I get really sick, I can expect a very life-involving upper respiratory infection. If I get like a cold, it's really exaggerated, and I can't breathe out of my nose or anything like that. And I was just wondering, I don't know if it's connected to doctors don't interact or they won't accept any interaction with the other profession. Like the dentists say, well, you have to go to your doctor for the sinus thing, and the other doctors say, well, no, I'm
not
a dentist.
Isn't that frustrating, Christine? I talk to a lot of dentists all the time, and we communicate. It's a shame that you don't have that benefit. Christine,
I think they just don't know, and they might be passing me off
a little bit,
but that's okay.
I hear your frustration. Let me help you get to the next step. Are you a smoker?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Are you coughing anything up?
No.
I don't hear
I
a
did
def-
have
that's
like an acid. Well, I have like one doctor said I might have like an acid reflux.
Wait,
thing,
Christine,
so I
Christine,
something.
Don't wait a second, Christine. Don't be your own doctor. Just talk
okay.
to me in terms
no,
of
I'm
don't die.
Like,
Christine,
okay.
Give me a second. Give me a second. Let's just take it easy. Don't try to diagnose yourself. Just and we're running out of time. Just talk to me in terms of symptoms. Are you bringing anything up? Just some yes or no's.
No.
So you're not bringing up any color, your sputum is clear, you're not producing any excessive sputum?
Right.
And the color of what, you're not coughing anything up that's colored?
No.
Okay. And the report of the CT scan was totally normal?
Yes.
Okay. Have you been to an ear, nose, and throat doctor?
Yes, and they checked for the nodes, and they stuck the things down your throat and up the sign up the nose, and you know the little probes or whatever they are.
And they found
and
no polyps,
no nodes, no polyps.
Okay, so why does the ear, nose, and throat doctor say you can't? You're losing your sense of smell and taste.
He doesn't know. He thinks a virus knocked it out.
Okay, I would get a second opinion with another ENT, otorhinolaryngologist, the ear, nose, and throat doctor.
Okay.
Because, you know, what can cause this is an upper respiratory infection, a sinus infection can cause this. I don't imagine you have some central nervous system damage. I don't want to alarm you while you're driving, but, you know, you might also need to just make sure that they may want to do a CT scan of the brain or an MRI, make sure that there's no central issues. But you know, common things being common, they were in your mouth. You've lost your sense of smell. I want another ear, nose, and throat doctor. We now call them otorhinolaryngologists. The old ENT doctors, to look in your mouth, to look in your throat, you know, to look in the sinuses. I bet there's something there that's just not being picked up.
All right. Thank you.
And you may want to go. How far are you from the University of Pennsylvania, my old alma mater?
I think about an hour and a half or 2 hours.
They have a fantastic division there in your area. I would call them and get a second opinion, okay? World-renowned department there, and I had the benefit of passing through there as a student. I would give them a call, tell them your symptoms, and you haven't gotten a diagnosis. I bet they'll take care of you and get it done, Christine. Christine, be careful. You're driving in New Jersey. Thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Next, surgery can cure type 2 diabetes. Next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later... and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Waiting for you at the phone, 1-888-55-DR-KEN. If you have any health question you'd like to ask about yourself, your spouse, your kids, your parents, 1-888-55-DR-KEN. That's 1-888-553-7536. Toll free from anywhere in the country. I'd love to answer any of your questions, and I'll bring you up to date on all the healthcare news this week. Out of the New England Journal of Medicine this week, we learned that weight loss surgery can actually reverse and possibly, I'm going to use the word doctors rarely use, cure diabetes. The operation, I think, as do the authors of this study, feel that it should be offered sooner to more people with diabetes and not just as the last resort. There were two studies that were published this week, and this is the first to compare stomach-reducing operations to medicine alone. We call this diabesity. This is a combination of obesity and diabetes, which causes type 2 diabetes. It's brought on by obesity. And both studies found that surgery helped far more patients achieve normal blood sugar levels than medicines alone did. Let's go to Wilmington, North Carolina, a nice part of the country, and welcome Mike. Mike, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Ken.
It's a pleasure.
I have a genetic disorder called VHL.
Von Hippel-Lindau, which probably only you and maybe a handful of other people listening have ever heard of.
Probably. I've had two brain tumors taken from my cerebellum.
Yes,
I still have two, one on each side of my cerebellum. I have one in my hippocampus and one at the base of my spine. And I, about 2 years ago, I had one removed from right around T12L1.
Mike, give me one second. Mike, give me a second. Let's just define what you're talking about. Von Hippel-Lindau, it's a rare, it's an autosomal dominant genetic condition, just like you said. And it causes what you're describing, these hemangioblastomas. They're found in this, like, just as you said, in the cerebellum. That's the part of the brain that keeps you from staggering how you would look if you're drunk. And they're found in the spinal cord, these hemangioblastomas, the kidneys, the retina. And this can be a rather challenging condition to take care of. There's really no way to reverse the presence of this mutation in people who have it, but if you get to it early, you can treat what occurs, what doctors like to call manifestations of this VHL, and you can improve the quality of life and help to decrease the complications. Sounds like you have a whopping case of this, Mike.
Well, I try not to complain. I run across a lot of people that are worse off than me. I've been studied in a study with the National Institutes of Health in Bethesda, Maryland for about 20 years.
You've got a great attitude.
Yeah. You know, I try to, especially after this last surgery, the back surgery. I would tell people that I would take two brain surgeries over the back surgery. They had to actually cut. They had to sever my T12 L1 nerve. I don't know what the exact nerve is between the two vertebrae.
Mike, I want everybody to listen to Mike's attitude. In my over 30 years of dealing with patients, it's people like Mike and Mike's attitude who has this incredible, challenging problem and all of these things that he's being dealt with. And listen to the incredible attitude that he has. This is the survivor's attitude. Go on, Mike.
Well, thank you, Dr. Ken. At any rate, they had to sever this nerve to extract the tumor from my spine. And, you know, what happened is obviously released all the muscles on my right side of my abdomen and around my back and the top of my buttocks. And I've been trying to figure out how to deal with the pain that's been a cause from this surgery, and I have quite a bit of lower back pain and a lot of nerve pain on my side where all those muscles were basically released. And currently, I'm taking 60 milligrams of Oxycontin every 12 hours, you know, twice a day because it's time release, and I take a oxycodone in between for breakthrough pain.
Mike,
and my wife.
Yes. Let me try and help you. Let me try and help you because I get the general issue that, you know, you have a complex pain management issue. Before you go directly to the pain medicine doctor, I would like you to have a medical home in a kind of internist that you probably have never heard of, that specializes in physical medicine and rehab. These are wonderful. They're MDs, and they're called physical medicine and rehab specialists. And I bet if you look around, you'll find one. And they're trained in coordinating the kind of management that you need to use the various specialists. You might need the help of a pain management doctor. You may need the help of more specialized physical therapy. And some of the therapies that the PMR doctors do, they try without surgery to use more therapy, some drugs, but a lot of therapy to kind of manage the challenging situation that you have, Mike.
Okay, so do you think that I'm on too much pain medication?
No, I didn't say that. I want you to be reevaluated by a physical medicine and rehab doctor, and I think that'll really help you. Mike, thanks so much for calling. Next, autism. Is it rising in the rates, the frequency?
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Dr. Ken Kronhab, come on into my medical office on the radio. I'll answer all your health care questions. We do have a couple of lines open. Don't wait. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. 1-888-553-7536. I'm going to get right back to the calls and keep you updated also on all the medical news in the medical journal this week. First, I just have to get the word out. You know, we have to pay for the freight of this show, so we have to have these commercials. I appreciate you sponsoring. I appreciate you supporting our sponsors so we can be with you at this time each week. And we've got a new one about high cholesterol. Yes, it's a serious condition. It can lead to heart attacks and heart disease. And as a cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol in my patients. And there's this new all-natural approach from Italy that might be right for you. I've been using it effectively, safely in my patients who have high cholesterol, who are not yet plaquing in their coronaries. It's an earlier treatment. It's just a nice, safe way to get that cholesterol down. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in your blood. These we call triglycerides. Users report excellent results in just 60 days. This is the part I like. It's safe. It's FDA registered. This Cardiol is also easy to take, just one capsule a day. And the makers of Cardiol, they're so confident that it'll work for you that they're offering, can you believe this, a free 60-day trial so you can see for yourself. You'll pay only $11.95, which is the shipping and handling. There's two ways you can go about getting this. You can just click on Dr. Ken's free trial when you order online. And here's the website. It's called SolanaHealth.com. It's spelled S-O-L-A-N as in Nancy, A-Health, H-E-A-L-T.com. So it's SolanaHealth.com/Ken. And that's a mouthful to remember. So here's the toll-free number. This is pretty easy to remember. 888-809-4255. 888-888-6424. Let me give you out that again. 888-toll-free, 888-809-6424. 888-809-6424. Don't let high cholesterol risk your future. You've also heard us talking about Vitality Ultra Pure Omega-3 Fish Oil from Solana Health. They're the makers of this Cardiol. Solana Health will donate one box, that's 30 capsules, of Vitality Ultra Pure Fish Oil to a mother in need for every five boxes of Vitality Ultra purchased from today till May 1st. And for this, you can go to SolanaHealth.com, same website, but now / are you ready? Vitamins-for-good. So that's SolanaHealth / vitamins-for-good. It's a mouthful. Just use that phone number, 1-888-809-6424. That seems like the easiest way right now. And we're going to maybe ask them to get an easier website because that is not the easiest thing. All right, where are we going? Let's go to Wisconsin and welcome Lori into my medical office on the radio. Come on in, Lori. Sit down. Let's talk. I'm Dr. Ken. Welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Hi, Dr. Ken. Thank you for taking my call. This is about my son. He's 33 and going to school, and he doesn't have insurance, and he doesn't want to go to the doctor, but he's been to a couple of the clinics, and they've diagnosed him with asthma, and then it gets worse because he can't breathe, and he coughs, and then they said it was acid reflux. Well, now he's bringing up hunks of tissue with brownish. Or this last couple days, he's been having blood in these tissues that
he's coughing this up?
Yes.
Okay. He has an infection in his lungs, among other things. Anytime you cough up sputum and it turns color, it's an infection. If it's yellow or green, it's a bacterial infection. It needs antibiotic. This has been shown this past year in a very good big study. You know, now doctors don't have to guess if you need antibiotics. You cough up sputum, it's yellow or green, you need an antibiotic, and he needs this. You know, people can die untreated. I don't want to scare you, Mom, but this should be something easily fixed. Hopefully, the blood that you're talking about is due to an infection, but blood, you know, I want to know whether he's coughing up the blood or vomiting up the blood. Can you tell, Mom?
He's coughing it up.
Okay. Coughing up blood can be due to a lot of things. Hopefully it's just due to this lung infection, but that needs careful follow-up because it can be due to other things. Is he short of breath?
Yes, and then at times he couldn't even sleep in bed at night because he couldn't breathe.
Okay, he needs it to be evaluated yesterday. You know, he needs to, obviously, some imaging of his lungs. We need to make sure we know why he's coughing up blood. Coughing up blood can be due to a lot of different reasons, and hopefully it's a simple infection that can be cleared up with antibiotics. But you know, without having him in front of me, I can't tell you whether it's something more concerning.
Now, are polyps hereditary? My father had polyps.
In what part of the body?
My father had them in his throat.
He had them in his throat. There definitely can be a genetic tendency to polyps, but your son has asthma. He may have nasal polyps.
Okay.
And you know, polyps can be in many different parts of the body, but acid reflux can be associated with this in the throat.
That's what they told him. First they told him asthma, and then they said no, acid reflux. So he has the wedge, and he's been watching his diet, and he's lost weight.
Yeah, get down to ideal body weight. Avoid eating at least 3 to 4 hours before you go to bed. Watch the caffeine. Watch the trigger foods. Get down to ideal body weight. You know, and this is where the you know, the H2 blockers and the special histamine, antihistamines will work, not the ones you take for allergies, but the ones that block the stomach acid. He needs a doctor desperately. He should not be, Mom, you should be his mother, not his doctor. And tell him I said that, and somehow he needs to figure out how to get some medical care, or he is not going to do well, Lori. And these are all things that are very treatable. Lori in Wisconsin, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Boy, it never ends. Let's go up to Vermont, Montpelier, and welcome Amy. Amy, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. How are things in Vermont?
Oh, cold.
Cold this time of year?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
The wind whipped.
You have a few good months of summer, right?
Yes.
How can we help, Amy?
A year ago, I hurt my back at work. And now my sciatica nerve keeps flaring up. And they put me on a steroid and Flexeril and ibuprofen. But it still keeps coming back.
Have you had, this is usual first round of treatment, you know, for sciatica. Sciatica is the biggest nerve of the body, and it comes off the bottom of the spine. It goes down, you probably feel tingling at the bottom of your leg, down the side of your leg also. And
yes.
Exactly. And that's the longest nerve of the body. And you got what is usually initially provided, but have you had any physical therapy?
Yeah, I had it on land and water, and they gave me a TENS machine.
Uh-huh.
And that doesn't always subside it either.
And are you're being followed, I imagine, by what kind of doctor? An orthopedic doctor, a chiropractor, a physical medicine and rehab doctor? What kind of
doctor? Medical doctor, MD.
A general internist?
Regular doctor.
A general internist. Okay. Well, you know, it might be time to get to the orthopedic doctor, and you may need an epidural steroid injection. I hope not. But I would want an orthopedic physician to go over you and make sure that you got adequate rehabilitation because that needs to be done correctly. It needs to be done adequately. And a good orthopedic doctor will confirm the diagnosis, make sure you get adequate physical therapy, and then decide if more aggressive treatment is necessary. Epidural steroid injections are usually given next, sometimes surgery, and even a chiropractor might be somebody who you might want to talk to see if they have anything to offer also.
Okay.
Amy in Montpelier, time to get a few more people on your team, and I hope you're feeling better because there's nothing that can start a day off not feeling well, having back pain. Thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Next, autism. Is it increasing in America, or is it just being more easily recognized on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken?
Did you know that all skins need hydration? Here's the refreshing news. It's Clinique Bonus Time at Macy's, and Moisture Surge Extended Thirst Relief is free with your purchase of $23.50 or more. Skin looks happier and healthier thanks to this 24-hour moisture drink. A spring palette for eyes, lips, and cheeks is yours too. Choose pinks or nudes. In all, $60 worth of our best color and care is free with your Clinique purchase of $23.50 or more. Clinique Bonus Time at Macy's. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
This year, Starbucks launched a new coffee category, Starbucks Blonde Roast, to extend their roast spectrum, which also includes medium and dark roast coffees. And with a new packaging and organization system, customers can easily shop for their favorite Starbucks coffee by taste and intensity at grocery and Starbucks retail stores. Anthony Carroll, manager, Green Coffee Quality, Starbucks.
We recently introduced Starbucks Blonde Roast to meet the needs of 54 million coffee drinkers in the U.S. who prefer a lighter body coffee with a milder taste. Starbucks Blonde Roast is also available as a brewed coffee option in Starbucks retail stores.
To help coffee drinkers find their favorite coffee, Starbucks launched the Find the Roast You Love Most sweepstakes. Through April 30th, enter to win a trip for four to Seattle, Starbucks' hometown, which includes a tasting and tour with a Starbucks Coffee Master. 1,000 Starbucks tasting kits will also be awarded. To enter, visit starbucks.com/sweeps.
Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. We have a few lines open. 1-888-55-DR-KEN, toll free from anywhere in America. 1-888-553-7536. Up to Utica, New York. Rakesh, you're next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Hi, Dr. Ken. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling, Rakesh. How can we help?
I'm calling about my son. He's like 22-year-old, and he has like dark skin under his eyes. And I don't know, I think he's applying Aquaphor and like other lotions to improve it.
Yes.
But it seems to get kind of not any better.
Uh-huh.
So I was, going to take him to a doctor, but then I listen to your show every morning, Saturday morning, and I said, let me call and see.
Sure.
If you can give me some advice about it, see what to do about it.
Sure. Has he been on any antibiotics? There are a number of antibiotics that can darken the skin.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. And does he have any visual impairment with this?
No.
Is he sleeping adequately?
Well, he's in the dorm, at the college.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know about that. I'm telling him that he needs to get more sleep, but he said he gets enough sleep.
Okay.
But wherever he's home, he's usually watching TV, like, late. I always, So I kind of don't know for sure that he's getting enough sleep.
After that, I think he does need to see a doctor, because this can be due to, and I don't want to get you overly concerned, but there are some hormonal issues that can cause this. There are some issues in the brain that are rare that can cause increased pigmentation. But I just think he should get checked out by a doctor.
So what kind? Should I just go to a general doctor first?
Start off with a good internist or family physician who can do.
I have a few friends, and my doctor is also. I can take him to my doctor. He'll be his doctor once he starts seeing doctor. Right now he's at the dorm, so he goes to the a clinic at the college. If he needs anything little here.
So you have a good internist.
I have a doctor, a few of my friends are doctors, and I can ask them or at least take them to my doctor.
That's what I would do. So he can get a head-to-toe good physical and do some lab work and just exclude, some of these issues that can cause, we call it hyperpigmentation. There's some hormonal issues. There are some issues in the brain that can do this, just to exclude some things for peace of mind. And maybe it's nothing more than a skin reaction, a dermatitis, something like that. There are things like port wine stains that can do this, but I would just want to rule out some of the more concerning issues here just for peace of mind, okay? And tell him to get some sleep and stop staying up all night in the dorms and do his homework and go to bed.
Right, that's what I keep telling him, but I'm not sure if he's doing it.
I was in college once myself. It's not so easy, but you can just do the best you can. Rakesh, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. There's a new awareness in America about autism. The CDC reported that 1 in 88 kids have autism. In fact, 1 in 54 boys. And this represents the highest estimation to date. It's unclear if we're just better at diagnosing this, we're more aware of it, there's more media attention to it, but teachers, parents, and even healthcare providers are diagnosing it. And the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that children be screened for autism at 18 months and again at 24 months. Parents should look for symptoms such as failing to point, not making eye contact, and being slow to develop language. And these are some of the issues, whether it's genetic, whether it's environment. We could spend a whole show talking about it, or just more awareness. Next, more calls. We're going to talk about the early allergy season because of the warm weather.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
In Kronhaus, if you're suffering from allergies, the American College of Asthma, Allergy, and Immunology warned us this week that this unseasonably warm weather the whole country is having, it may delight many of us, but those with allergies, they may not be as thrilled as the early arrival of spring is bringing on a lot of allergy symptoms. And if you can't get relief with the antihistamines that you can get over the counter, you know, just run those air conditioners the best you can with the special filters. And if all that doesn't work, it's time to go and see an allergy specialist. Hoopston, Illinois, let's welcome to Molly. Molly, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, Molly.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you taking my call. I called today about, you know, I've heard things about bodies going into starvation mode, and basically I've been on a diet for most of my life, but the older that I get, and I'm 47, is the older that I get, the harder it is to lose weight. Last year I did the Atkins, and that worked. I lost, you know, the 10 pounds that I needed to, and then even though I continued to do it, all I've done is I've gained back basically almost every single pound that I've lost. And I've seen a nutritionist, I've seen a dietitian, everybody says, oh, you know, you've got the, you know, your calories are good, you know, your what you've done, you know, they've told me to increase, you know, my calories by 100 or 200, you know, and take it out, but all I do is end up gaining. So I exercise quite a bit, I have a physical job, you know, I don't know, do I need to see an endocrinologist?
Sure,
or,
Molly.
Or...
Let me help because we've got the clock breathing down my back again. And I'm so glad you called. And let me give you the Dr. Ken solution to losing weight. And, you know, I've coached patients over three decades. And let me tell you what works and what doesn't work. The first thing, how tall are you?
I am about 5'3".
5'3". So, you know, for women, everything's harder for women. So, you know, at your height, you know, your ideal body weight, you know, once you go past about 120, you're past the charts.
Right.
Correct?
Correct.
Okay, and I'm not going to ask you how much you weigh, but, you know, it's tough. And you need to get down to that kind of weight. You know, we're talking, unless you're very active, you know, that's 12 to 1,500 calories a day. And, you know, by the time you make it through lunch, you're probably close. And so you,
No, I actually take in.
Give me a second, Molly. Give me a second. What you need to do is you have to count calories and know exactly how many calories you take, and you have to count between 1,200 to 1,500, depending on how active you are that day. You need to weigh yourself every day at the same time with approximately the same amount of clothing, with approximately the same amount of fullness to your bladder. You'd be amazed how much fluid can take off or add to your weight. You need to know exactly where you are. Have you had your thyroid checked with a blood test from your doctor recently?
A couple of years ago I did, but
If it's getting harder to lose weight, you know, about a few percent, not many, are due to thyroid being underactive. I wish it was more, but it's not. But I would get that checked just to be complete. Now, it gets harder as you get older. It really does, because your metabolism slows down. And what you need to do, I like the way you're active in an aerobic exercise program. It sounds like you're getting activity. But what you need is something to zoom up the metabolism so that you're incinerating calories when you're not active. And the way to do that is, are you weightlifting?
Yes, I do weightlifting. I do boot camps. I run 5 miles.
How often do you lift weights?
Probably 3 days a week.
And somebody has shown you the right way to do it so that you work all of your muscle groups?
Yeah, it's a class that I take, so yeah.
So you're doing great. You're lifting weights 3 times a week, and you're doing aerobics how many times a week?
I run 5 miles 4 days a week, and then there's some boot camp classes that I take.
And how many calories are you eating per day, would you say?
About 1,300 to 1,400.
Will you tell me how much you weigh?
About 130.
I mean, that's not too horrible. That's you know, I wish I wrote the book Losing the Last 10 Pounds.
Right.
And that's basically where you're at.
Exactly.
Are you getting enough sleep? Are you sleeping 7 to 8 hours a night?
Generally speaking, yes.
Work on that, because that often is the missing link, not getting enough sleep. Call me back in a couple of months getting 7 to 8 hours a night. Thanks so much for calling, everyone. Dr. Ken.